Legislators and lobbyists debate women's health and abortion. Three men, including a University of Utah graduate student, file a lawsuit against their conversion therapists. And the Utah Division of Water Quality puts an end to the Red Butte oil spill cleanup. You're listening to the KUER News Pod for Thursday, November 29th. I'm Brian Grimmett. There was little agreement between the panelists at a debate last night at the University of Utah over lawmakers' recent decision to increase the state's abortion waiting period. Democratic Representative Carol Spackman Moss joined Republican Representative Brad Dawes, Heather Stringfellow of Utah Planned Parenthood, and Gail Ruzicka, the president of the conservative Utah Eagle Forum, in a debate over women's health rights. The discussion focused mainly on legislation passed during this year's legislative session that increases the abortion waiting period from 1 day to 3. While not a legislator, Ruzicka played a very influential role in getting the legislation passed. She argues that making people wait before making a final decision about abortion is no different than the waiting periods required for many other big decisions people face.
If you want to buy a car and get a loan and you buy a car, guess what? You have to wait 3 days. Or what about if you're in adoption or sterilization? So goes the list. And we never questioned those things about waiting for 3 days.
Representative Moss was one of a very small group of legislators that voted against the bill. She says while the legislation had good intentions, she's not convinced it will help reduce the number of elective abortions.
Because I think once a woman makes that very difficult and personal decision, whether she has to wait or not is probably not going to change her opinion.
She also says that to begin to address these problems, the state needs more sex education, not less.
We have a lot of work to do in this area of women's health, and we should not be shying away from the most critical thing we can do for young people is to give them the knowledge to make good decisions.
While the two women disagreed on almost every other point during the debate, they did at least agree on one thing. They are both opposed to any legislation defining personhood. The John R. Park Debate Society at the University of Utah organized and moderated the event.
A graduate student at the University of Utah and three other gay men who underwent treatment designed to change their sexual orientation have filed a lawsuit in New Jersey Superior Court. The suit accuses their therapists of fraud in what may be the first suit of its kind against conversion therapists. An attorney representing the four claimants, Sam Wolf, spoke on KUER's Radio West today, saying conversion therapists need to be held accountable, even if they're not licensed.
They do mislead individuals that they know what they're talking about, and that they have some sort of magical answers to help change their orientation, and that's false. And so through this lawsuit, for the first time, we're holding them accountable and really challenging this sense that just because they're not licensed counselors, that they don't have to answer to anyone.
Jews offering new alternatives for healing, or Jonah, claimed to be able to eliminate the four men's homosexual desires through what they called a scientifically proven process, according to the complaint. The civil suit charges Jonah with deceptive practices. U student Michael Ferguson and the other claimants say the procedures failed to help them and caused depression. Utah's first openly gay state senator, attorney Scott McCoy, will also be representing the men in the lawsuit.
The Utah Division of Water Quality has held an open house for public input on a document that puts an end to major cleanup efforts on the 2010 Red Butte oil spill. The document relieves Chevron Pipeline Company of additional cleanup efforts unless more contamination from the spilled oil is found in the future. Hillary Arnes is the Jordan Basin coordinator for the Division of Water Quality. She lives in the Red Butte neighborhood and says she understands how detrimental the spill was to the creek.
On the other hand, I also understand the science behind what we're monitoring and that we're beholden to certain numeric criteria, and I'm confident in the way that we've monitored and the results that we've gotten, that they're within the levels that they need to be.
The public comment period for the closure document ends December 10th.
The Salt Lake City Council is considering changes in fee structures to allow more funding to flow to the crumbling streetlight infrastructure in the city. The Salt Lake Tribune reports a city council proposal for a streetlight fee comes as some 1,500 streetlights are burned out with no funding to replace them. The change would help residents and business owners in Salt Lake City pay for getting the lights back on. A Utah truck driver contends shipping company FedEx ordered his firing because of his Russian accent. Ismail Aliyev worked for FedEx contractor G&B Trucking of West Valley. He has filed a federal discrimination lawsuit against both companies. Aliyev says this trouble started when he reported that a weigh station in Iowa gave him a warning about his accent. The overall incident rate of injuries at work in Utah for public and private sectors combined just rose slightly to 3.7 in 2011, up from 3.6 in 2010. The data is from the U.S. Department of Labor, Bureau of Labor Statistics. Incident rates represent the number of injuries or illness per 100 full-time workers. According to the report, public sector work-related injury and illness cases rose by 0.2%, while the public sector reported a 0.2% drop in those types of incidents. A physical education teacher and coach at Elk Ridge Middle School was struck and killed while he was jogging to work yesterday morning. KSL reports Randy Treglone was in a crosswalk near 9800 South and 4000 West when he was hit by a southbound truck and passed away at the scene, according to police. The Utah Democratic Party's Mormon caucus organized a day of prayer and fasting this week in hopes of ending the country's political divisiveness. The Deseret News reports the effort was to promote bipartisanship and civility. Members of the caucus decided to wait until after the election to ensure the event was not misconstrued as favoring a political party or candidate. And finally, third and fourth graders from Salt Lake City's Woodrow Wilson Elementary School are set to help decorate a Christmas tree in the governor's mansion this morning. Governor Gary Herbert and First Lady Jeanette will join them. And that is your KUER News Pod for Thursday, November 29th. And the latest news and updates from around the state, be sure to check us out online at KUER.org. Until next time, I'm Brian Grimmett.